session number 17628, Mr. Joseph Clark, Reel 1.
Mr. Clark, Reel 1. What's your date of birth, Mr. Clark?
26th of July, 1918.
Where were you born?
Het Hills, in the Chesley Street area.
What kind of an area was it?
Well, it was a mining area around there, you know, around Pelton Fell. That was the nearest colliery, Pelton Fell.
Was your father a miner?
Yes.
Had he served in the First World War?
No.
Your mother, did she work?
No, I don't think so, no.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Oh, we had a big family. There was a lot of big families in those days, yeah.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Altogether would be 11. 11.
Were you the youngest, oldest, or what?
No, I was the sixth in the family. Sixth. I had four sisters.
Big family like that, it must have been pretty hard living at the time.
I can imagine it would be, yeah. Yeah. Where we lived in Het Hills, there was only about 6 houses. There was a public house, and then there was the big house. I don't know what that was like.
How did your parents manage with such a big family?
Well, we all got looked after, that is a fact. Yeah. Never had any bother, no.
Was the discipline in the home strong?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that include the smacking and?
Well, just the usual, not badly treated. Not badly treated, no.
What are your memories of childhood?
Well, I can remember starting school.
Where was that?
I went to school at Pelton Rosebery, Newfield. I would start there in 1923. We used to start when we were 5 years old. Yeah, it'd be 1923 that. And I spent all my school days at that one school, Pelton Rosebery.
Any memories of the teachers?
Oh, yes, there was one extra good one. He was well known, John Harvey. He was a local man. Oh, yes. He finished up he used to teach English and French. I learned French from him. Came in handy in the war years. Yeah. He was well liked, was Harvey. The headmaster was a man called T.D. Fuge. Big, strong fellow he was. But I never had any bother at school. None of the family had.
Was it corporal punishment in those days?
Used to use the cane.
Did you have tests or examinations
to
pass?
Oh, yes. We used to go up in forms. At first, there used to be standard 1, 2, 3, and so on. And then they changed the form, but they went up in A and B. Form 1A, Form 1B, and so on, till you reach the top. The highest class would be Form 4A. But they did go up in like two streams in those days. I went up in the A streams and never had any bother at all. I liked my school, and I...
Were you satisfied with the education you were getting at the time?
Yeah, well, yes. Well, yes.
There wasn't been a great deal of money in your family, of course. Was your father always in work?
Yeah, at the pit, yeah. Until, well, there was the 1926 strike.
What happened to you then?
We used to go to the soup kitchens. From the school, for a meal, like dinner time. Yeah. In fact, we went, they used to march us along from Pelton Rosary School to West Pelton Store. And they used to use the upstairs for to feed us. Yeah.
Was it a closely knit community? Did everyone help everyone?
That's the trouble. It was. It's not like today. No. You could leave your doors open in those days.
And you had good neighbours?
Always. Right.
To help with the food situation, so on, did your father have an allotment or a garden of any kind?
He had, yes, yes. They had allotments.
How did your father cope with the 1926 strike?
He used to, I remember him telling me he used to go down to one of the institutes and he used to mend the shoes, what they called cobble them. And they were issued with leather, but they got nothing for it. They used to do it voluntarily and they used to mend the children's shoes. That was at Pelton Fell. Yeah.
Were there any problems that he told you of during the strike with owners?
No, not that I can remember, no. The men used to go out and they used to dig in the down in the Dean and that for coal, just for home use. It's a nice sort of drift. Make drifts and get coal, which was near the surface, actually.
Did you join the Boy Scouts or the Boys Brigade?
No, no.
Did your family go to church, chapel?
We used to go to the chapel. Mother used to send us to the chapel.
With a large family like that, clothing must have been a problem. Was it a casting down?
Sometimes hand-offs, hand-downs, yeah. Yeah.
How old were you when you left school?
14 and 5 months. Okay. I went over the time. There was no work for boys, and then I went over the time, and then it was 14 and 5 months when I finished. We should have finished at 14.
What happened to you then?
Went down and worked at the pit on the surface.
What kind of work was that?
Just picking stones out on the screens. It was very poorly paid, of course. Very poor.
Do you remember your first wage?
Probably somewhere in the region of about 7 and 6 pence.
What hours did you work?
About 8 hours, I would think. 8 hours to 8.5 hours.
And how many days a week?
5.
You didn't work on a Saturday or Sunday?
No. No.
What did you do with your first wages and the money that you were getting?
All my wages were handed over. Your parents would probably give you a bit of pocket money, but that's all.
How How did you entertain yourself as a young teenage boy?
Just playing in the streets. Yeah. All the children used to play in the streets, various games, you know. Tops and whips, button ball, that type of thing. Of course, we went to school, we played football and cricket, so on. They had football teams in those days, schoolboy football, in the league. They had the Chesley Street League. Yeah.
Did your parents turn out to watch you when you played for the school teams?
Father sometimes went.
Mm-hmm. Other activities did you get up to as a young growing boy?
Not really, just playing around, you know, tops and, as I say, any kind of game, you know. You made your own entertainment in those days.
Coming back to your work situation, you said you worked 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Mm.
Was it dangerous work at all?
No, just on the screens. Coal was coming down the screens, you just picked the stones out, you know, and threw them to one side. And then they were taken away after that. It was more or less cleaning the coal.
Did you progress from there?
No, the pit went into liquidation. 1932, 33.
What happened to you then?
Father went looking for work, and he and in 1933 in September we moved to Horden. He got work for all of us. At that time there was him and four sons. We got work straight away at Horden.
This is at the colliery?
At the colliery.
What work were you doing there?
I went straight down the pit. I was only 15. I was 15 and 2 months. And, of course, you can't do that nowadays, but in those days I went down at 15. Some lads went down the pit at 14, straight from school.
What was the task that you performed down there?
Using a pony, driving, pulling the tubs, you know. You got a pony when you went down the pit and you went in by, and you sent to different parts of the pit. You looked after, it was the oldmen and the deputies and wagon waymen, and you gradually moved on.
Was it your task to look after your pony?
Oh, yes. See that it was watered and fed? Oh, yes.
Were they easy to handle?
Somewhat a bit, you know, awkward. But you could manage them. You could manage them. They were well trained before we got them, you know. I was down the pit until I went in the army.
Did you get close to your particular animal?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Used to feed them. Yeah. Used to feed them with some of the sandwiches you took, you know.
What time did your day start down the pit?
Well, you worked three shifts, you know. You worked four shift, back shift, night shift. Four shift, we used to go down about 4 o'clock in the morning. Four till about 11:30, something like that. And then the back shift, you went down at 10 o'clock. You were there till about, what time would be, between 5:45 and 6:00. sometimes it varied, of course, if the cage was, you know, you get the cage. Mm.
Horden was a very big colliery, wasn't it?
One time there was over 4,000 working at Horden. Of course, there was the coke works as well.
And didn't it go out into the, under the sea?
Well under the sea. Some place would be 4 miles.
Was it a wet pit?
That's down the east side. There was water, yeah, there was. You could go down the pit where the seam I was in, the main coal, and you could walk underground right through to Shotton Colliery.
They were linked up in that way?
And Black Hole, yeah.
How high were the seams?
Well, it varied, but there was some just too wide. About what, 3 foot? Of course, the men were working in much lower than that when they were getting the coal. Some, maybe 2 foot.
How do you work coal in a 2 foot seam?
Well, they did it with a hand pick.
They'd be lying on the side or something.
Yeah. It was hard work for men in the mines in those days.
Were you wanting to go down the pits as your father had done?
No. After, when the pit went into liquidation, I think it was the Washington Coal Company, I think it was. A lot of us went to West Stanley Dole School. We used to get a bus permit. You got nothing for it. But you had to report to the Dole School. And it was in West Stanley. It was the store hall in near the Louisa pit. There was a pit up there, Louisa. Yeah.
What did you do there?
Well, you were supposed to be taught. You weren't taught like a normal school. There was a superintendent and other teachers, you know. We did a lot of sport down on the playing fields. My impression of that was more or less to keep you occupied. But we used to get on the bus with a bus permit and go up to West Stanley.
And this was, as you say, when your first pit closed down, 1932, that kind of time.
Right, might have been 33, because we came to Horden in 33. So, yeah, it was after that.
Was it warm down the pits? What clothing did you wear in the
Oh, it was warm enough. Unless you were out on the big plains where the inn, where you got the inn by. You know, it was coming on in, the wind was coming in on the intake. It was warm in the returns when it was going back out. But you weren't allowed in the returns unless you were taken there to be brought out for some reason or other. It was cold on the main plains.
This was part of the pit's circulation of air?
Yeah.
What kind of clothing did you wear as a young miner?
Well, just when you were working, just a shirt and trousers, that's all. Stockings, of course.
Did you have the heavy...
There wasn't helmets in those days, not in 33. Just a cap or some sort of hat. No, there wasn't helmets in those days.
You would have a break for your meal?
Well, you used to pick it yourself, really. Whenever things were quiet, you said you'd sit down and have it. You were only eating sandwiches, jam and bread, more or less.
And to drink, what did you take for drinks?
Just water.
Were you working alone, or were there other people around you?
Well, there was always someone near, you know. Sometimes you might have 4 or 5 lads in the what they call the landing. But with the pony each, and you were going in bringing the tubs out full of coal, taking the empties back into the where the putters were. Mm.
So what was the system then? At the coal face, the coal was put into a tub. How did it get back to your situation?
Well, the men used to use the coal view the coal rather. And the putter, he used to take, with the pony, he used to take the tub into the men in the face. The men filled it. The putter brought it out with his pony to a landing or a flat. And he changed over and got an empty. And the driver lads used to come into the landing and bring the empties in, maybe four at a time or something. And they used to take the full ones out. And then they were put on a main and tail rope in the landing and sent further out by, as we used to say.
And that presumably was to a shaft bottom where they were brought to the surface.
Eventually it got to the shaft bottom. Yes. Of course, things changed later on in the pits, of course.
Were there any accidents?
Lots of them. Horden, lots of them.
Did you experience any accidents?
No.
How were you paid? Was it a weekly basic rate?
Yeah.
It wasn't
what they called a datal worker, datal rates.
It wasn't based on how much coal that was coming out, was it?
No.
Or how much you'd hewed?
We were on datal work, but the putters and hewers, they were on piecework. They got what they earned. But we were only on datal work, fixed rate. I believe when I went into the army in 39, I think my wage would only be about 25 shillings a week for 5 days. And that was 39.
No pithead baths at that time?
Yes, there was in 33 when we came to Horden. Yes, Horden was a bit modern. They did have pithead baths.
So when you came out the pit, you went
straight to the bus, washed and home. Yeah, of course, you had two lockers, a dirty locker and a clean locker. And you put your clean clothes on and left your dirty once you came back the following day.
Did the coal owners treat you okay, do you feel?
Well, we were treated all right as boys, aye. In fact, I went to the St. John's Ambulance, and I was in that quite a while, from about 16, 17 year old.
Was that run from the pit itself?
That was run by the pit.
And you learned first aid?
First aid.
Did you ever have to use it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What were the kind of injuries that miners were susceptible to?
A lot of men killed. Well, they were mostly back injuries, you know, working in low seams, broken legs and things like that. Of course, a lot of them suffered eventually, you know, through pneumoconiosis and silicosis. That was one of the biggest problems with mining, from what I can remember.
Were you ever in conflict at any time with the coal owners in your own working time?
No.
Did you get involved in union work?
No, not at that time, no.
Were you expected to be in the mining union?
You had to be in. Oh yes, you had to be in the DMA. That was the Durham Miners Association.
You see, Horden was, as you say, a very large pit and relatively modern in the standards of the day. Was there a leisure side to the pit as well?
Oh yes, they had. Well, even now, there's the welfare grounds, you know, and the welfare hall. Used to call it the miners' hall in those days, but it's the welfare hall now. Football, cricket, rugby. Oh yes.
Was money stopped off your wage to pay for this?
Used to pay, yes. Yeah.
How much do you recall?
Can't remember now.
But a small amount was kept from your pay.
It was only pennies in those days, as the saying is.
And that was a weekly which went into the funding of the sports facilities.
In the welfare, yeah.
Did you stay as a driver of the horse down the pit, or did you move on to other...
No, road? We moved on to the... They brought endless ropes in instead of the mane and tail. Moved on to the endless, where you used to hang them on with clips.
And then they were pulled out.
Then they were pulled out.
Could that be dangerous?
Oh, yes. Sometimes they used to... You know, you get tugged off the way and used to get jams and things.
And I think you said you didn't receive any injuries. You were fortunate, obviously.
I didn't have any injuries in the pit.
Did you move on to any other work than on these ropes?
No, not till I went into the army, no.
What signs were there that people felt that things weren't right, that war might be coming along?
I don't know. Well, the first time we knew anything, you know, was when they decided to have the militia. And we were conscripted. And of a certain age, I believe the age would be about 20 to 21. And I forget the months, but I would imagine... It would be July, no. I believe we would go for a medical to Durham sometime in June 39. And by the time you had your medical, if you passed, you got your calling up papers. And we had to report to Benham Barracks on the 15th of July 39.
And you were conscripted as a...
Conscripted, militia. Yeah. We were conscripted, all of a certain age. Of course, we went to the DLI, but a lot of them went with like artillery and so on.
Were you asked what regiment you wanted to go?
Yes, we were asked. Some got it, some didn't. But you see, my one of my friends, he was 21 when he went in, but I was still just 20. See, I wasn't 21 till the 26th of July, which was 11 days later. That was how we knew the war was going to... They knew the war was going to start. They must have done. That was why they had conscription.
Did you want to go? Were you happy to go?
Well, I didn't resent it, but I knew it was... I certainly wouldn't have been a conscientious objector. Oh, no. No.
Why did you choose the DLI? You asked to go into the DLI, did you?
Yeah.
Why did you choose them?
Well, like, you seem to get a bit... You feel it's localised, more or less. I had a brother-in-law who had been in the DLI. He was a regular. But... I suppose it was just you wanted to be in the Durhams.
The medical you got prior to joining, was it a good medical?
Oh, yes. It was in the drill hall, I believe, but I think it was somewhere near Potter's Bank in Durham. Oh, yes, we had to report there for a medical. Different doctors for different subjects.